Then in verse 5, he says, "Thy calf, O Samaria, hath cast thee off. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long will it be before they attain to innocence?" Well, they're guilty. They're sinful, not innocent at all. But notice he says, "Thy calf, O Samaria." Now, Samaria became the capital under Omri, the father of Ahab. And Ahab married Jezebel, and her father was a priest over in Sidon among the Phoenicians, worshiper of Baal. And she transported over several hundred prophets of Baal into that land, and they became worshipers of Baal. That was the calf worship that was there. And so there was this calf set up. Now God said that his anger was kindled against them, and he intended to judge them. And though they've returned to that land today, friends, and when they got it, they had to stop all tours up to the ruins of old Samaria because the Arabs there were hostile. They still are, and they've made a new way in. That's the reason I insisted on taking our tour up there. But it's a desolate place, though a beautiful spot. The desolation there is something that is appalling. You can't help but be overwhelmed by it. And when you stop to think that there were palaces of ivory there, and in the ruins, the archaeologist today says that they have found, for instance, very lovely ivory perfume bottles, all kinds of ivory bric-a-brac, beautiful things that have been found there in the ruins of that. But the ruins, to behold them, actually, I noticed that our tour was depressed having seen all of that, and rightly so. Why? Because God has judged Samaria, and it was a beautiful spot, and those were lovely buildings that were put up there, and these people were worshiping the calf there. Now, if you'll notice, verse 6, "Far from Israel was it also. The workman made it. Therefore it is not God, but the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces." And I don't know where you'd find it today. They certainly found no golden calf or any part of it or any piece of it up there. It was taken somewhere and broken to pieces. Probably it was melted down. But God says, you worship this thing. It's no God at all. It's not God. You've turned from God to worship this, and it's not able to help you. Listen to him. Verse 7, "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the strangers shall swallow it up." Again, the judgment of the famine as well as the enemy that came in.